This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's over. Somebody's going to have him in a camp, and he's probably on.
Man, like, but when is it going to blow over, though?
Well, that only happens if the NFL, which is still investigating some of these sexual allegations, right, some of these claims if that comes to – you know, if there's something there, no, he doesn't play. If they say, no, we couldn't find anything, I think a team will still take a chance on him because he's talented. That's the way the NFL works.
By the way, have you noticed that everybody left into LSU? Like, everybody?
Including Joe Brady.
Joe Brady's gone back to the NFL. Dave Aranda is the defensive coordinator. He's getting the Baylor job, it sounds like, at this point. He's going to get the Baylor job. Burrow's gone. All their skill position guys are gone. A lot of guys on their defense are gone. So it might really be a Gene Chizik deal, you know, like where you get one, and that's fine, that's great.
Still got your boy Ensminger.
Who wouldn't trade that, right? Who wouldn't trade, all that for a national championship? I think everybody would make that deal. But
what if they get Derek King? Would you put him back on as a
contender? Yeah, I certainly would give him a chance. But I mean, I do think to lose everything they're losing will have an impact.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we'll see how instrumental Joe Brady was, you know. Like, we'll see how important he was to that team.
I think what you'll just see is Alabama taking that division back.
Right. But, again, though, like, a national championship, totally worth all of that, you know.
100%.
Like, if
And we will never again ask the question of whether or not Ed Orgeron can coach or is a good coach. Like, done.
Right. Like, if you go back to 07-08, and I would have told you in the city, hey, Memphis is going to win this championship game, but then everybody's gone. Like, coaches, players, like, all everybody's gone. They'd be like, okay, let's get the ring, you know. And so that's kind of what LSU is going through right now. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Memphis-Cincinnati tonight on ESPN. 6 o'clock, big game. Jason says, not a signature win. So why are we even airing it on television? Well, they should totally not even broadcast.
Oh, stop. Because number one, it's a light night in college basketball. But number two, before the season, you circled this one as a key matchup in the AAC this year.
You did.
You're not backing out on that.
No.
It's the best game in college basketball
tonight. Well, Memphis is holding up their end of the bargain. It ain't about Memphis, you know. I mean, it's about Cincinnati being 10-6, you know.
But frankly, it is about Memphis tonight because, again, if you're going to be the team that we all claim that you should be or that you even believe, forget us, it's what you believe you should be, it's really got to start tonight. Like this, you're at home, to John's point, because of that, it'd be a bad loss. And offensively, you have not looked good the last 8 games. Time to get it in gear. You found what you need, which is just cutting down on the turnovers. Let's see it happen.
Yeah, also, Antonio Brown's attorney, Darren Heitner, has removed himself as counsel for free agent for wide receiver Antonio Brown. So Antonio Brown has absolutely
nobody
anymore.
That man will have fewer friends than R. Kelly around here in a minute.
Wow, that's a lot. That says a lot, man. All right,
dude, I'm telling you, I'm telling you right now, like Odell and the selfishness believing that just because of the talent you are, you can get away with anything you want to, like that never pays off, brother. He's got to change his behavior.
Listen.
Or else he's headed for the same fate as Brown.
You know, I remember
the way he's acting.
I remember a couple years back, you addressed Kip. You talked to Kip, right? Kip, the school.
Yeah.
And I would imagine
the whole school, just the class.
How old were they?
I don't, you know, high school age.
Yeah, so they're probably even their brains were more advanced than Antonio Brown.
I can feel the joke coming on.
So what would you say if Antonio Brown was in front of you? Like what would be, you know, your godly advice?
Don't be a damn fool. You know, when you've got it made.
Don't be a damn fool.
When you've got it made, don't blow it. Don't let your ego
past that.
Let your ego in your head get so big that you literally blow millions. How does that common sense work for you? Is that good enough?
Like,
does that make some sense? And somebody should have been talking to him.
Well,
because he literally got to a point where that man's head's so big, he thinks he can get away with anything.
All that money, and you ain't got not one person around you who will actually be real with you. Not one. Everybody is enabled.
Or maybe you just push those folks away.
Right.
I guess. It's a toxic cycle, no doubt. All right, we will come back. Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's new money in the new year. Every hour from 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. at the top of the hour.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Win a G, $1,000 in straight cash, homie. Money, money in 2020.
More money, more money, more money.
And right now, get a G.
Like Odell, just straight cash. And the word this hour is banned. If you want to win $1,000, just use your cellular device and text the word banned, B-A-N-D, to 72881. You have up until 2 o'clock to do it, so about 56 more minutes. Text banned, B-A-N-D, to 72881. Banned is the 1 o'clock hour code word, banned, B-A-N-D. And don't forget, if you miss a word, just go back on the 92.9 FM ESPN app. It's the radio.com app. Use that rewind feature. You can go back and actually get that hour's word. The 1 o'clock hour word is banned. Next code word at 2 o'clock before Giannotto and Jeffrey start.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
You've got a car to sell, so you start thinking, what, this is going to be fun? Ha! You're really thinking, what a pain. It's going to take forever. I'm going to have to haggle with dealers or handle everything myself.
It doesn't have to be that way. GiveMeTheVIN.com is a much better way to go. Hi, I'm John Clay Wolf, and working with my company, GiveMeTheVIN.com is simple, fast, and I guarantee you more money for your car. Stop placing your own ads, stop letting dealerships rob your trade-in, and quit wasting time standing around at CarMax. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com and give it a try. Just punch in your VIN number or plate number, post a few pics, and presto, you get an offer for your vehicle within seconds, and I give you more money guaranteed, or I send you a check for $100. This is smart, new, easy way to sell your vehicle for more money, and we'll come pick it up at your house or office. Take a couple of minutes and go to GiveMeTheVIN.com now.
Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear.
Style on point. Check. Her favorite flowers on hand? Check. Perfect restaurant to start the night? Check. You're ready to make date night a great night at Interim Restaurant and Bar. Oh, the art of flame and flavor. From their world-class open kitchen. Hey, look at the who's who of Memphis surrounding you. As you are seated and when the cocktail arrives, welcome to the show. Interim Restaurant and Bar. Lunch or dinner. Private dining for birthdays or any occasion. Book now for Valentine's Day. InterimRestaurant.com.
What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Broadcasting live today from the Wing Guru at 5699 Mount Moriah Road on 92.9.
Couple of items here as we start hour number three here on Jason and John. We're live with the Wing Guru. Justin Fuente is going to stay at Virginia Tech, which is good news for me because I said he's going to win a national championship there. You know, so this is definitely good news for me. Going to have a chance to do that. Going
Wait a minute.
Forward.
Usually you're first to the news. You just saw this?
No, I saw it this morning. I saw it today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll text him and I'll ask.
It feels like Fuente wants to get out of there, like I said.
He wants to get ahead of the posse. That's what the kids say.
It feels
say.
Like there's a posse after him.
Yeah,
right?
Unfairly, though.
And that posse might have been part of who leaked this out about the interview with Baylor and said, give him an easier way to put that knife in your back after this season.
Well, maybe,
he's going to have to be very good this
if
year.
If they
John.
Win 10 games, though, what are they going to say? They're going to be like,
they can't run him off then.
Coach, welcome
back. They don't approve of his recruiting mainly, John.
Well, again, though, like, don't you – like, it's like the Toby Smith thing, except not. Except, like, Justin Fuente is, like, a great young mind.
Why'd you compare it to Tubby Smith?
Well, because you had to know what you were getting. You had to know what you were getting. You should have known what you were getting. You should have looked into what he did.
Well, hello there.
Well, you said they were getting a potential national championship coach.
And I still believe that.
And he's going to do it with 2 and 3 stars?
Well, he can coach them up. And he can, you're right. He's got to get a couple four at Virginia
Just like
Tech.
We said about Leach when you got to turn up. Like
well, that, all we said about Tubby was that he had to get the best kids in Memphis, and he'd been fine.
Tubby was at the end of his career and wasn't going to change. That's the difference. And Tubby wasn't going to change, to your point. Fuente's still got an entire career in front of him, particularly. And I'm with you, John. I think he's a high-quality coach who does. His best part is development. Developing guys and finding the talent in the first place. But you, John, it's part of the gig when you move up. You have to change too. You can't, especially when you're that young. You can't be a guy who thinks he's got it all figured out, right? And I'm just going to stick that. Especially when you're that young, got that much in front of you.
Yeah.
You're going to have to turn it up a little bit in the recruiting area, at a Power Five job like that. Period.
Yeah. No,
I mean, he should understand that.
No, I agree with you, Jason. Like, I'm not going
to. They shouldn't have to change their expectations when it comes to that.
Yeah. No, I can be realistic and I can be honest and I agree with you. There's no question about that. And you know, listen. Maybe this is the year that happens. Maybe this is the year that – because that's a great job, man. That's a great job at Virginia Tech. They got resources. They're a top 25 job, you know, so.
It just – I feel like we thought he was going to be just their kind of person, right? And it hasn't been a fit. They haven't embraced him to that point, right? They've sort of kept him like an –
Well, he's following them.
You're following
–
to that
that's
point.
The problem.
You're following Beamer.
Yeah.
You're not – and I just get the sense it's – they've treated him like you're not one of us. You haven't proven it to – you haven't recruited at a high
–
you haven't met our standards yet. And he's sort of been on trying to earn their sort of respect and trust. And, look, sometimes it's just not the right fit, which is odd because I think you and I both agreed we thought it was a perfect fit.
Yeah, no.
Look,
I
mean, I'm not
going
to sit here and dog it. I thought it was a great hire.
Fuente would wear cowboy boots to his radio show. That part of the country, like you live on a farm, you know, you away from humanity and society. Like, that's kind of, you know, what Blacksburg is. They just ride horses every day.
We know you're happy. You're happier today than anybody in Blacksburg. We know that.
They need to be grateful and not take Justin Fuente for granted. You know, and I think the same thing about Precious Achiuwa here at the University of Memphis.
That was a nice little turn there. Nice little.
Because honestly. I hope that people are appreciative of what this young man is doing. And I know you maybe would take issue with the word young, but especially given the way he is young. He's a young kid. I mean, the guy is averaging a double-double. He's the only freshman in the top eight conferences who is averaging a double-double. He is carrying this team. That was not the blueprint to start the season. That was not the blueprint of the preseason.
Give him credit for that.
It was not supposed to be the Precious Achiuwa show. But it has to be the Precious Achiuwa show. Otherwise, this team is you know, they're limited. You know, they're limited enough as it is, right? I mean, they have talent, but they're just not getting everything they need from all the talent that they have. Other than, honestly, right now, Precious Achiuwa, he's been fantastic. And I think he was on the Sporting News midseason All-America team.
They got him on the third team.
Third team, gotcha.
Got him with Devin Dotson from Kansas, Azubuki from Kansas as well, obviously. Daniel Odoru from Minnesota, the center.
Yeah.
Kamar Baldwin, the guard from Butler, from ranked Butler, and then Precious Achiuwa is the center on that third team.
Yeah, and so I mean,
couldn't get any recognition in his own conference preseason, although he was projected as a lottery pick by NBA guys, and yet here the folks rightfully giving him All-American consideration. I think by the time the season's over, Precious is a second-teamer. A second-team All-American, if not a first-team.
I mean, he is.
Stats-wise, you can put him on first-team. He'll probably end up with where Memphis will finish, second-team.
Right. He's the conference player of the year right now, wouldn't you say?
Oh, by far. I mean, it's Cumberland even leading his own team in scoring.
That's right.
You pointed that out to me yesterday. I assume Jaron Cumberland, the last year's AAC player of the year, would be leading them. But their 7-foot-1 center, who you'll see tonight, Voigt, transfer from Northern Kentucky, is leading them. They're both around 13 points per game. But more to the point, Cumberland has not been all that great this year.
No, he has not.
And yet that said, John Martin, he's been decent here in this little bit of turnaround. He's averaging 14.2, 6 assists, shooting 49% over the last 5 games. And that's sort of kind of going in line with their sort of turnaround in AAC play.
No.
Because they were awful in non-con.
So they're coming in a little bit better than maybe you thought they would be
a month or so ago. They're decent ball, it that way.
But this is still a team that lost to freaking Colgate. This is still a team it appears that their best player and the coach are just not on the same page. And I'm looking forward to honestly seeing that in person tonight. Because, I'm surprised you don't
see. Dude was a beast with him last year. Like, are we kidding?
He's averaging 19, 20 a game, it felt like. You know, I mean, he, I feel like he killed Memphis every time they played.
Yes.
You know, like he kind of had Memphis's number.
Remember, it was about coming back and proving he could be a point guard, and he's going to the league. Like, it was that kind of season. At least that's what Justin Williams, others beat writers for Cincy, were writing last year. When you see a 6'5 guy that can handle the ball like Cumberland can, he can do it all. And it's been a disappointing year for him, at least from a individual standpoint. But they seem to start. He seems to sort of be getting it back together. And again, you get it, some of it, because you're playing for a new coach in Brandon. Yeah, a lot of folks thought he wasn't coming back at all. You got a new coach, obviously Mick Cronin.
Yeah, like so.
They took his brother though, so I imagine once brother is coming, that's part of it as well.
Yeah, here in Memphis last year, he had 17 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and then against Memphis in Cincinnati, you remember he had 26 points and 6 rebounds.
He was a beast.
I mean, just absolutely was key in that win for them. But no, I mean this is a big game tonight because as you pointed out, Penny is 1-8 against Cincinnati as a player and a coach. Beat Cincinnati one time as a player, has not obviously.
I mean,
when
you lose to them in
the
Elite Eight, like you know, you'll always hate them. You know what I mean? And it's continued. I think Penny got the one win the first time they played Cincy, his second year. Keep in mind, it was 0-4 the first season.
Yep.
Met him in the conference tournament, met him in the Elite Eight, lost to him twice during the regular season, just since he had their number that year. Come back, go 1-2 against them the next year, and then lose the two in your first year as a head coach last year. So, yeah, anytime they've got, you know, that name across that chest, mm-hmm. Penny's going to get back into them Cincinnati feelings. That's just another reason why you want the win, but it's not the reason.
Yeah.
The reason that you've really got to put your foot down tonight is because you're the most talented team in the AAC, and it's time to start playing
exactly.
Like it. Against a quality opponent in a league where there's not very many of those to be had. Let's
Correct.
Be real.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, like, because it is something that I've thought about. You know, Memphis is taking on Cincinnati tonight. It's on ESPN. It's a big conference game. But like, is there still that passion? Like, maybe you'll see it tonight a little bit. But like, it just doesn't feel like it on social media. Like, it doesn't feel like, oh, Cincinnati's in town. Like, you know, it's hate week. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't. It feels like those. Like, have those feelings subsided a little bit, and why?
I think people are still excited about this team and will remain so while it's ranked and you know, at least in a trajectory where going headed in a direction we think they're supposed to be. That said, I do think there is a lack of excitement. I think, John, I think the Grizzlies and John Moran are part of that because of what's going on there. I think the other and the more important part, the bigger part is, you know, if you start thinking about the Tigers, right, and your excitement level, it's hard not to think about what if. And what it, and especially in a college basketball season, again, where you just saw 5 ranked teams go down last night, and including Wichita State, it's hard not to think about, man, if we had James Wiseman, right, you were probably talking about national championship. And I just wonder if that takes away a little bit. Forget wondering. I know it does naturally. If that takes away a little bit, what would have been national championship feelings. Let's keep in mind that was the buzz. Remember, before the season, and you think, God, James Wiseman, you know, that's the buzz, is that you're going to compete for a national championship in a year where it's wide open. And so you've had to readjust that.
Yep.
You've readjusted your own expectations for this team, and I think as a result, just naturally, sort of that excitement level's gone down a little bit. You're still ranked.
Yeah.
You're right there. You're relevant. And you should be excited because what this represents is Memphis basketball's back.
Right.
Just like we all expected it to be in Penny Hardaway's second season. That said, yes, I think, you know, there's just that natural – you know, sort of subtraction of some excitement when you take with what's been done to this team, losing obviously, you know, one of the biggest attractions of college basketball, not just the key piece, you know, centerpiece to your recruiting.
I think that's a big part of it.
It's
win was taken a little bit out of the sales, right?
You had national championship aspirations,
streak,
dude. Are
you
kidding me?
Yeah, the 2-game losing streak was tough, you know. Listen, I maintain this.
I'm glad you're going to say this.
I'll look silly, right? Maybe I'll look silly
it's
after
It's weird that
tonight.
You need to, but I think quite
but
frankly,
like in this year of college basketball, when 5 top 25 teams lose last night.
Dude, if they cut these tournaments down 3-4, I know where you're going.
Memphis can be a Sweet 16 team.
And this year they can.
Memphis can be listen, I mean, matchups are important. We've seen that in years past where if you get a bad draw in a tournament. Like
dude,
you go
they got a lottery pick.
Yeah, man.
And they got talent around that lottery
and
pick.
And Lomax is getting better, you know. I mean, they finally it feels like they're settling into a rotation, which is what you want to do around this time of year. Like, Memphis can be a Sweet 16 team. Like, I am not – you know, I am not chalking this season up. Like, I am not throwing my hands up like, oh, they don't have James Wiseman, they can't do anything. Like, no, can they win a national championship? Probably not. They probably are not a national championship team. But can they be a Sweet 16 team? Can they play in the second weekend? Can they still have the best run that Memphis has had since, you know, 2009? Absolutely they can. Like, that, there's nothing that precludes them from doing that. They have the talent. They have the pieces. And as long as they continue to develop and that rotation is settled into, I believe in that. I really do. I don't think it's crazy at all. In this particular year, now, if there were, like, three dominant teams and teams weren't getting picked off like we saw all last night, I might have a different opinion. But, you know, this college basketball year, dude, it is wide-ass open.
Well, I feel a lot better about what you said, and fundamentally I agree with you. If they handle business in these next seven like we said they needed to.
Right.
And these next seven particularly lead you into the road game on February the 13th at Cincinnati, which we know will be a tough one, which KenPom still identifies as an A-level win if you get it because of the because it's on the road. But let's be real, with the talent that's there, and like we said, we've seen when you cut down on the turnovers, this team's efficient enough offensively and good enough defensively that you should be at the top of this league and beating teams like Cincinnati at home, like SMU at home. This league is set up for you to dominate with this kind of talent. So it's just time to start seeing it. You know, that's what you like. And again, there's no, you know, this isn't a year where it's okay to lose twice to Cincy.
No, it's not.
In previous years. You know, Penny, it's honeymoon still last year. Half the guys are Tubby's guys. You know, you're working in your guys. Nobody expected you to beat Mick Cronin, you know, in your first year. Now, they're in their first year. They're trying to figure out what the heck they are. You understand what I'm saying?
That's
you're
right.
At home, and this is not your, as you said, your big brother's Cincinnati team or your dad's Cincinnati team.
So,
no, it's time to for it to show. And I think that's what the other part of it, John, to answer your question, the excitement will come back when they start showing it like we think, you know, start showing the potential we think and know is absolutely there.
Yeah.
It'll come back.
It's an opportunity tonight for Memphis to, you know, again, you know, just solidify themselves in the league and really announce, hey, we're going to compete for this championship in this league, which would be the first time, obviously, that Memphis, you know, has done that. It'd be the first time they'd really compete for a championship in the AAC on the basketball side. If I'd have told you, Jason, think about this before we get to Cheryl Swoops, that Memphis would win an AAC title in football before they did basketball, you thought I was absolutely insane. You just said, get out of here, jump off the Hernando DeSoto Bridge. But it happened.
It did.
I mean, that is kind of insane. It's kind of insane to think about that. But who knows? Like, maybe Memphis could get two before Memphis get, you know, in football before basketball gets one, you know, with what they're bringing back next
People
year.
Better start respecting what they're bringing back.
Yeah.
Some have written them off already. You know what? I saw Memphis, too, in a bunch of top 25s too early for
yes,
next season.
Yes, they're getting some respect. They're getting some love.
Those folks that put those polls together, those are smart people.
You have respect for those people.
Yes.
The others, not so
smart
much.
Smart people.
All right, when we come back, Cheryl Swoops is going to join us. We'll talk to her. She's going to be honored on Monday as part of the MLK game. We will talk to her about that, about the WNBA and some of the things that are going down, some positive things, some positive developments that are happening in the WNBA. Lots to get to with Cheryl Swoops. She's on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis is number one sports brand with the power of ESPN, the Grizzlies, the SEC, the NFL, Memphis Hoops and Football Talk, the Golic and Wingo Morning Show, the number one sports morning show in Memphis. America's number one sports station resides in Memphis in 2020. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Are you a man who needs to restock your closet, update your wardrobe, dress properly and impressively for a new job? If so, this is Gary Parrish reminding you that we have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. James Davis, it's where I get all of my suits and shirts for television work with CBS Sports. It's where I shop, and it's where you need to be shopping as well, because James Davis is in the middle of a fall-winter clearance sale. Right now, you can get 50% off to 70% off all fall merchandise. The sale includes a fabulous selection of sports shirts, sweaters, jackets, pants, sport coats, everything priced to move. And I know you've heard me talk about the Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements taken at James Davis. 10 minutes later, you'll have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in 9 days. They start at just $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get a Stant custom fit shirt, you'll never buy off the rack again. And those Paul Battinley suits are still two for just $7.95. I own four of them myself. You deserve nice clothes, so go get them at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give you all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit.
The Wing Guru, three locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
Ah, there it is. That sound means Fights at Fitz are back. Don't miss them Saturday, January 25th at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
If you like pina coladas and getting on the train.
Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
If you like pina coladas,
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Broadcasting live today from the Wing Guru at 5699 Mount Moriah Road on 92.9.
Cheryl Swoopes is a WNBA legend, a basketball legend, a champion, an Olympian. She's going to be honored with the Sports Legacy Award by the Memphis Grizzlies before the game on Monday on MLK Day. She joins us now. Hey, Cheryl, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, everything
honor
is good
to have you.
Here in Memphis. Absolutely honor and a privilege to have you. So let's just kind of start with the honor itself. You're a champ. You're a trailblazer. What's it mean to be recognized by the Grizzlies, by the NBA, with this award on Monday?
Well, first of all, I'm a Grizzlies fan. I'm a Ja Morant fan, so I'm a basketball fan. So, you know, it's an honor, and it's an honor to be recognized anytime for, you know, your talent and your abilities and everything that you've meant to the game. But for it to be Martin Luther King weekend, and the award that I am receiving, and to be in the company of so many greats that have received this honor before, it probably makes it just that much more special to me.
I hope you're ready to have the best acceptance speech, because Doug Williams and Robert Parrish and Caron Butler are men of few words, as you know. Cheryl, I'm banking on you to have the best speech. Are you prepared? You're ready?
You know what? You're putting added pressure on me. but you know, I got to represent for the women, so I'm gonna say I'm ready. I will be ready for sure.
Well, we're all looking forward to having you, certainly. And you mentioned it. Just sort of, what do you think about these young Grizz? You got the league pass? You watching Ja Morant and this young team?
Of course. First of all, I'm a basketball fan. Like, you can't be a basketball fan and not have the league pass, right? I got to be careful because I live in Houston. So, you know, I mean, we got the Rockets, so I can't say too much. But here's what I will say.
Well, Grizzly just handled them, right, Cheryl?
Grizzly
just took care of them. Who's James Harden?
Don't do that to me. I will say this. For them to have such a young team, you know, they got a few vets in there, but a young team. I just love the way they play. You know, I like the style. I like the up-tempo. And then you guys hired Neil Ivey. So, you know, I keep up with the Grizz. It's they're playing really well this year.
Yeah, we're trying to change the game
here. But I'm not going to count my Rockets out. How about that?
No, I think that's
probably
wise.
Exactly. Probably wise.
What do you think when you watch Ja? I mean, what do you love about Ja? What do you think about him?
So let me tell a very quick story and probably why I'm a fan and why I like to follow him. So I got the honor and privilege to work the combine last summer in Chicago. And although he was there, not that he went through anything, he wasn't a part of that, but he was around, I got a chance to meet his dad. We actually were going to eat some, I think it was chicken and waffles. His dad was walking out. So I had a conversation with him. And just to hear the excitement in his dad's voice and to hear his story and, you know, just this is the moment that if you're an athlete and a basketball player, your dream is to play in the NBA someday and to be a part of the combine and to know that someday your dream is, you know, someday real soon your dream is going to come true. To share a little bit of a conversation with him. Josh seems to be a really good, I call him a kid because he is a kid, right? But he's so talented. Like, I mean, he can do everything to be so young and to be so good at such a young age and to be a huge part of the success that the Grizzlies that they're having this year. I just think it says a lot about his character, about his heart, about his determination and his will to win. He's definitely one that has a very bright future in this league.
Cheryl, our listeners are asking us to ask you who his WNBA comparison would be.
Jeez, let me see. Who has WNBA?
Little Sue Bird? Does he have a little Sue Bird in his game?
You guys are putting pressure on me right now. Okay, ask me another question. Let me think about it. I'll come back to it. Because I like the question. Now I got to think.
Let me ask you this, because you had chicken and waffles with T. Morant, with Ja's dad. He seems to have Ja so grounded. And, Cheryl, I'm not sure how many of us parents are still doing that these days. You know what I mean? He's talked about this story where he never told Ja, hey, you're the best thing since sliced bread. You've arrived. You need to be getting more respect. You know, he played it the other way. You've got more to do. And do you – I mean, you were just at Texas Tech coaching. Are our kids – are we doing too much of that these days where we're putting them up on a pedestal rather than doing it like T. Morant?
I think we could be, you know, this, and people say this all the time, this generation of kids are so entitled, right? I agree with that, but I also want to put a lot of that onus on the parents.
Sure.
So my son's 22. He's in his fifth year of college at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. And I think he's very good. I think he has the ability to play at the next level, but I always tell him, you got work to do. You know, what makes you different from every other player out there that's playing your position? And honestly, they're probably at bigger schools. So I'm the type of parent that I'm probably the same way. I don't go to my kid and say, listen, you should be getting more shots and they should be running more offense for you and things like that. I talk to him. I'm very real with him. And I say, if you want the respect, you got to earn it. And here are the things that you got to do. You got to put in more work. You have to stand out. You have to go and get it. It's not going to be given to you. And that's the thing I appreciated about the conversation I had with his dad was, you know, he's very real with Ja and saying, do you deserve this opportunity? Of course you do, because you worked for it, but you have so much more work to do. And I do think that's why Ja plays the way he does. Every possession, he's like, he shows how much he wants it, and he's going to get it. He's not waiting for somebody to just give it to him.
I love that answer.
We are, of course, talking to the great Cheryl Swoops, who did absolutely everything in the WNBA. She's going to be honored on Monday by the Grizzlies Sports Legacy Award. Did want to get your thoughts on what happened in the WNBA this week. A real watershed moment, it feels like, for that league. Players are getting a 53% increase in total compensation under a new CBA. They're going to have maternity leave. They're going to have fertility benefits.
Awesome.
It's amazing that some of this already didn't exist, right? It's amazing that some of this wasn't already in place. So I guess how overdue is this, Cheryl, for these benefits and for everything that's coming for the WNBA players?
Damn, can I come out of retirement was my first thought.
I hear you.
You probably can. You probably still got some game left.
No. If I can stand on one end and just shoot it, then I'm good. You know, here's what I will say. It is about time. It's overdue. What I don't want to happen is for people to get satisfied, though, right, and say, well, here you go, you know, because there's still so much more work to do. But what I will say is there are so many people that had no idea a lot of these things didn't already exist, as you said. Right. You know, I remember when I played, just little things like having your own room. We had to share rooms also, but if we wanted our own room, we had to pay different. But at the time, if you don't know any better, right, then you just go with what's presented to you. And, you know, I was like the first player signed to the WNBA and the first player to get pregnant in the WNBA and go to the league and say, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant, going to miss the first season pretty much. What I will say is I had support from the league, but I didn't have maternity leave. I didn't have the funds, the care, all of those things that these young ladies have been fighting for and the things that we fought for prior to today. And I always say somebody has to be the first, right? So we were the ones to kind of go through the struggle and walk through the fire and say, we're going to do it, but we deserve better. And to finally see these young women get everything and so much more that they deserve. I just, when I heard about it, I read about it, I actually cried because it's so nice to be able to see the hard work that all of us who kind of started the league, the work we put in and the work that these young ladies continue to put in and the fight we continue to fight, to see it finally paying off. It does my heart good.
Yeah, well, you certainly, you know, you
deserve
credit.
It's your shoulders they're on,
yeah,
Cheryl.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
The other part of this, too, Cheryl, that I wanted to get your thoughts on, I think so much of it is awareness. Like, I don't think a lot of people realize that professional WNBA players, like a lot of them, when the season is over, the WNBA, like, they don't just, like, train in the States and wait for next season. Like, they have to, you know, in many times, like, go overseas and play. You know, to make it
or get another job.
Exactly.
Going overseas to play.
What other league would you see that?
Well, will this nip that in the bud, Cheryl? Will this completely do away with the need for that, or will there still be some of that? Because what the average is six figures, but you'll still have some lower deals.
Right, but the top players can earn more than $500,000 a year now.
And that's the top players, right?
Right.
So
top players, you
have to look at every team and say,
absolutely,
well, but on each team, how many players are top players?
Uh-huh.
And I would probably say maybe two per team.
Yeah.
You're considering top players. So then you still have the situation with the players who aren't making the six figures. They still have to do something to compensate just to live, to survive.
Yeah, more work to do.
And here's the other thing. So if you go overseas and play, those are tax-free dollars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Versus, you know, playing here, you got to pay taxes on it. So when I said I don't want us to get satisfied, absolutely. I think this is groundbreaking. The deal that they made it's historic. It's incredible. But there's still so much more work to do. I just know, you know, when I played, one thing that kind of compensated for my salary, and I was one of the players who chose to play overseas. I didn't have to play overseas. And the reason being is because I actually had kind of like a year-round deal with the league. So we played in the summer, but in the off season, I was one of the players that they chose to stay here and pay me to kind of market the league in the off season. But because the league has gotten away from that, players, when the season's over, you know, most players have maybe a month off, maybe, if you don't make it to the playoff. And then they're going overseas to play 6-7 months out of the year, and then you come back and it's time to play again. And the reason why I think that this new deal is so important is because it will allow players, if they choose to stay in the States and rest, first of all, and market the league year-round so that people do understand and they still know that the WNBA exists, because there are a lot of people that don't. You know, there's so much more work to do, but I think we're headed in the right direction for sure.
Cheryl, we hear you are closer to Nike Emeritus Chairman Phil Knight than Penny Hardaway is. Like Nike, right? That relationship you've got with Nike.
I don't know who told you that. I tried to to call him the other day. He didn't answer, so maybe that's not true.
Oh, stop. He answers for a pioneer of basketball.
Yes, he does.
You're not going to sit here and tell that lie.
Oh, my gosh. That is so funny. That was funny. I'm a Penny Hardaway fan, by the way.
I realize, and I know I'm not supposed to do this, Cheryl, and you've got a woman up, but you guys are both 1971 babies, you and Penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that already, that y'all are about to – have y'all crossed paths? I'm assuming greatness does that.
We've done a few things together in the past with Nike. I just feel like once you're a part of the Nike family, everybody is kind of a part of the family, so – you know, you kind of cross paths with each other, but I love Nike. I love my Nike family. I continue to do things for them, and when I got an opportunity to sit down and have a conversation with them about designing a women's basketball shoe, which turned out to be the first female signature basketball shoe, which was the Air Swoops. I don't know. You know, as a little kid, those aren't really things you necessarily dream about because, I mean, I didn't even know that was possible. But I look at that situation as well, just as much as playing in the WNBA and, you know, being the first, I just kind of felt like it was an opportunity for me to not just represent myself but represent an incredible brand in Nike, but hopefully open more doors for all these young women coming up behind me, and I do see that happening.
Well, you're already a hero, Cheryl. You're that already. Everybody, they all look up to you, especially so many of our young ladies. I asked you that question about Penny to ask you. I know you've been at Texas Tech, and would you consider that leading your own program? Is coaching in the future for you? No, you've already. You know, where's coaching in terms of Cheryl Swoops' future?
Here's what I would tell you. So I was an assistant coach at my alma mater 2 years ago. And the unfortunate thing in that profession is, I'm sure you all know, when your head coach gets fired, most of the time the whole staff goes. So that happened. And at the time, I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Just the stability of it, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I also know I have a passion and a heart for helping young people and teaching the game to them the right way. And I just feel like we, and especially African-American women, I feel like there's not enough opportunities for us in that field, whether that's, you know, SWA, athletic director, coaching. So I'm not closing that door on that opportunity. If it presents itself, I would absolutely love that. But also in the NBA, WNBA, I would love to have an opportunity to do something like that. Right now, and I'll tell you, you didn't ask this question, my passion is my nonprofit and my foundation in still working with our young kids.
Yeah. Well, Cheryl, this was absolutely a privilege and an honor to have you on the show. We look forward to having you this weekend and on Monday. Thank you so much for the
and
time.
And congrats
You're
on the
so
award,
welcome.
Cheryl.
I appreciate you guys for having me, and thank you so much.
Yes, she is Cheryl Swoops, WNBA legend. I mean, if you look at what she did at the WNBA, it's absurd. I mean, she was a four-time champion, a six-time All-Star, All-Star Game MVP, five-time First Teamer, three-time Defensive Player of the Year, three-time MVP, two-time Scoring Champion, two-time WNBA Steals Leader. I mean, she did everything on both sides, man, in the WNBA.
Will still beat you.
Still be
right now.
She probably would. She probably would.
About 47, I think she is. Born 71. So yeah. If my math's off.
Yeah.
Still take John Martin to the hoop. Presbyterian Church.
I will give you that. I think I will.
I'm surprised you're giving it to me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean,
that's her legend, though.
Dude, I mean, she did everything. She did absolutely.
How tall is she? Six.
6 foot. So she'd have a little bit on me. She'd have a little bit on me.
Take you in the post. Mouse in the house.
She probably would. She probably
would. You wear the short sleeve fleece?
For sure.
And how about your tights?
I would absolutely wear my tights. It's Cheryl Swoops. I mean, I gotta look good. Man,
you would look so fucked.
WNBA. MJ of the WNBA.
The Michael Jordan of the WNBA. No doubt about it.
So anyway, she's going to be honored. She's going to be honored on Monday, along with, like you said, Robert Parrish, Doug Williams, Caron Butler. How about that?
Yep, that's some some short-winded dudes. Yep. So she's going to have her work.
Yeah, but Doug Williams was he was an inspiration for you. There's no question.
Absolutely, he was.
Because
he's a champion. You understand that?
Yes,
black quarterback.
He's the only
you get
one,
that?
Correct? Yeah. He's the only black quarterback.
Oh my God, is that
I
true?
Believe that
he's
is true.
The only one still.
Yes.
We'd only have one still all this time.
I believe that is true.
But you know, we had a whole lot of MVP candidates this year.
Yes,
we're about
that.
To win some more Super Bowls, John.
Now
Mahomes about to get a ton of them just himself.
Mahomes.
Isn't he? I mean, come on, Russell. What are we talking about here?
Okay.
Russell Wilson.
Okay. He's mixed, though.
Dak Prescott.
Dude, I am done.
He didn't
Dak ain't won no Super Bowl
what are you
there,
talking
Brad.
About,
when
man?
You chime
what
in. Come on, brother. We're talking about Super Bowl winners. Russell Wilson, why am I listening to you on Facts About Black People? Because you rarely have them right.
Wow. yeah, I get you're right. Russell Wilson.
Thank you.
There
and there's
go.
Probably
there's
more. There might be more of them that I'm leaving out wrongly. No, I'm pretty sure I've got them.
Yeah, I'll Google it up here.
I know we're about to win some more.
There's only been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 starters.
We got Deshaun. We got Lamar. We got Patrick
Doug
Mahomes.
Williams won, and Russell Wilson.
See, I pulled that one out. I wasn't going to let you just have these wrong facts about African-Americans, okay?
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm sorry.
I mean, isn't that why you hired me? What's up, Dan Bear? Good
I'm
to see
sorry.
You, brother.
I want to apologize to all of our black listeners. I shorted you a Super Bowl champion.
You sure did.
But Russell Wilson is mixed, though. So.
And that counts, bro.
Oh,
all day long.
I'm just
saying.
He is. You're
getting in the wrong territory,
he
bro.
He is. That's
you are getting
not,
into the
that's
wrong
not
kind
inaccurate
of territory.
That he's, you know. So I was thinking about, you know. But at any rate, then you're getting into kind of treacherous territory.
Oh, you liked it when I was the first African-American host.
I did. I loved it. We milked
right,
that.
That was right. I was black enough for you then, wasn't I? Now you see my point, huh? All right then, Russell Black, bro.
Yeah, all right. If you're a black host, that's fair. That is totally fair. First black host.
You need to get out.
Well, I'm going to. I got about 15 minutes, and then you guys will hear me in 2021. All right, we'll be back. Wrap this thing up from the Wing Guru. Jason and John, 93 on FM, ESPN.
Straight cash weekdays at the top of the hour with the cash code. Win $1,000. Get a quick G with the cash code. It's straight cash with new money in the new year all month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
More money.
Miss a code word for cash? What did Calkins just say? Rewind via radio.com.
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Great cash, homie.
92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, this is Billy Richmond of the Wing Guru. As a former Memphis Tiger basketball player, I want to show the Tiger Nation some love and give y'all 10% off your next order with a Tiger Game Day ticket.
Is that your best shot, Billy? This is Jaren Jackson Jr., current Memphis Grizzlies basketball player, and I've got one even better for you. I'm giving all the Grizz Nation 10% off their order for bringing in a game day ticket. Grizz Nation, you now have no excuse to not try my very own Wing Guru flavor, Triple J. I'm here to tell you, trust me, it is lit.
The Wing Guru, 3 locations, Mount Moriah, Stage Road, South Haven, and soon to be even more. Come be a part of the Guru Gang. Have it delivered by DoorDash, make a fast break to one of our stores, or visit thewingguru.com. That's thewingguru.com.
This message approved by the Wing Guru, the official sponsor of University of Memphis Tiger Athletics.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Are you a man who needs to restock your closet, update your wardrobe, dress properly and impressively for a new job? If so,
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that we have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis. It's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. James Davis, it's where I get all of my suits and shirts for television work with CBS Sports. It's where I shop, and it's where you need to be shopping as well, because James Davis is in the middle of a fall-winter clearance sale. Right now, you can get 50% off to 70% off all fall merchandise. The sale includes a fabulous selection of sports shirts, sweaters, jackets, pants, sport coats, everything priced to move. And I know you've heard me talk about the Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get three measurements taken at James Davis. 10 minutes later, you'll have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in 9 days. They start at just $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get a Stant Custom Fit shirt, you'll never buy off the rack again. And those Paul Battinley suits are still two for just $7.95. I own four of them myself. You deserve nice clothes, so go get them at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Now Peter,
Piper,
pick peppers,
but run rock,
rhyme,
Humpty,
Dumpty,
fell
down,
that's his heart,
time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what,
nimble,
and he was
quick,
my jam,
mass
mud,
faster,
Jack's
on
Jay's
dick.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Broadcasting live today from the Wing Guru at 5699 Mount Moriah Road on 92.9.
Landers Auto Sales, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's where you need to head on down to. Why? Because they got them all out there on the lot. They got small SUVs, they got large SUVs, they got compact cars, they got luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Whatever it is you need, they got you out there on the lot. They got the 2020 Jeep Gladiators. Jason wants a ride home from the Wing Guru in the Gladiator. I'm going to give it to him. And they got more of them out there on the lot. So, stop by and just check out the selection if you're in the market for a new vehicle. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. So go see my friends down at Landers. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road. So it's a little bit of a drive, but it will be worth the wait, I promise you. Go see what I'm talking about down there at Landers. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much. Now, didn't think this is where we were going to have to end the show. However, I'd like to apologize, but not really that much, because Russell Wilson is mixed.
It doesn't appear he's black, John.
He is mixed.
No, I think you're off here. You thought he had a white. You thought he had a white parent.
I thought there were some Caucasian. Yes.
What do you say? 36% European and you white folks.
Well,
like
that's on his Wikipedia page. Okay, you can look it up, man. I'm not making this up.
Is his dad mixed, John? Is that what you're trying to say?
Is his dad mixed?
His mom's black, right? Really, both of his parents are black.
Jason?
What did I tell you about the drop? What did I tell you about what my grandmama told me?
Dad is archaic.
What did I tell you about what my grandmama told me?
Okay, this is on his Wikipedia page. According to genetic admixture analysis, Russell Wilson is 62% African.
What are you DNA test?
What are you doing?
This is on his Wikipedia page.
You just give us the damn Super Bowl and you shut up about this, okay?
This is a Wikipedia page. 62% African, 36% European, 1% West Asian, and 1% Central Asian. As you know, Jason, his European family lineage has been traced back to 524 AD to St. Arnulf of Metz via Charlemagne.
What part of his lineage you think got him an MVP candidate?
Oh, I'm not getting into that.
Oh, okay. Well, then you should shut up about race. I bet you don't want to, Jimmy the Greek. You don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm not getting. I know what you want me to say.
I know you aren't.
Well, I look like Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you, because it's the same thing Mahomes has got. It's the same thing Deshaun Watson's got, brother. It's the same thing Lamar Jackson's got, brother. You want some more?
You act like we ain't had no MVPs.
Remember Cam Newton, fool?
Remember Rich
Gannon? You like
him? Remember Rich
Gannon? I'm trying to get rid of Trubisky and get me one.
You remember Peyton Manning? Okay. So, I mean, you want to go 10 for 10 on QBs?
Tom Brady, over the hill, brother. It is a new day. The new day of the black quarterback, and you don't like it.
Joe Burrow. Trevor Lawrence.
Joe's going number one.
Trevor Lawrence.
But who else? Tua's coming out. And he's got something to prove.
Are you claiming Tua?
I guess I can if I can't. Yeah. I'm claiming him as a minority.
Okay, all right.
Minority quarterback.
It's been a fun day out at the Wing Guru. And here's the great thing about the Wing Guru. It brings people of all backgrounds together.
You should have seen the pride John just had in his face as he said Joe Burrow going one. I mean, it was a different kind of level, too, when he said it.
It sounds like a lot of people.
It really was, Brad.
A lot of people,
it sound,
A lot of people up in there buying wings and stuff. You got a lot of folks coming through today, it sounds
like. No, it's been very cool. It's been very cool to have everybody come in and say they love the show and everything, despite our differences on racial issues and arguing over who's what. That's the best thing. We can all agree that the wings at the Wing Guru.
While you're wearing the Gore-Tex Air Force Ones. Those burgers are good,
though. What does that have to do with anything, Jason?
You know what it has to do with.
What you trying to say?
Who made that cool?
Huh?
Who made them Gore-Tex Air Force Ones cool?
Did nobody make the Gore-Tex cool till I put them on my feet?
Oh, my Lord.
Why didn't a lot of people are like, well, what is Gore-Tex?
It might be time for checkout, Brad. Wait, this
waterproof technology.
Let me hit the button.
Ain't nobody talking about no waterproof technology till I brought that thing in. I mean, so this is just the facts. Fashion God over here. You can keep. I'll be here for 8 more minutes at the Wing Guru. I'll shake your hand.
You look mixed up.
Stay a little extra. Hey, shake some hands. There might be some extra people want to hang out with you, John.
I got to get up out of here, man. I've done enough. Let's do the Wing Guru.
Here's what 92.9's Jason, John, and Carson are checking out tonight.
All right, I don't know what Clay Travis here is watching, but Jesus. I'll be watching Memphis-Cincinnati. That's a big one tonight. No, actually, John and I both be down there. John be covered. I think I'll be in the stands enjoying this one, John, and enjoying what I suspect will be a little bit crisper of a performance.
Yes.
Okay? Cincinnati's got some weapons. Look, Cumberland was the player of the year last year. They can come in here and beat you if you allow them to, right? You go into that game, you get off to another slow start. But it's time for Memphis to put those slow starts behind them. Penny Hardaway starting this starting unit that beat South Florida, yep. Starting them again. It's time to get some consistency. I think you'll see a shortening of the rotation. And hopefully for Memphis, it all adds up to a crisper effort tonight against Cincinnati and one of the few opportunities you've got to get a quality win in this conference the rest of the way.
All right, so I watched the Inside the Mind of Aaron Hernandez last night, The Killer Inside.
I hear that's troubling.
I watched the first episode, and it started the second, and I paused it so I could watch. Tonight I'm going to watch the second edition, but I'll tell you what, man. It's an hour and 20 minutes, and I will say, I won't ruin it. I could see this guy was troubled, and there are specific reasons why. Some of them Dan Wetzel has written about for Yahoo, but the family stuff, there is some reasons why he might have gotten messed up. I'll just leave it at that. I mean,
let me ask you this question then before we get to John.
Yeah,
what he's checking out then. Should he have ever been on an NFL football team?
Ooh. The Patriots will take anybody, so just the Patriots.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's probably the only, I mean, they'll take Antonio Brown after his fourth comeback trip. They don't even care, man. They don't care if you get arrested on the field. So, no,
I'm just asking, there was enough writing on the wall, right? Somebody's going to take him.
Well, the stuff with his mom after his dad passes away, and then, of course, that and his personal life, you can see where this was sort of heading, and he was troubled. He's troubled, and probably living a double life, you know.
No, to be quite honest with you, I mean, this is a – you know, what you learn about this, and maybe it's something that you didn't even consider, but this is about, as much as anything else, I think it's about masculinity. It's about expectations of that in football. It's about what Aaron Hernandez, frankly, was but wasn't allowed to be, if that makes sense.
Well, I think, and it comes down to your parenting. You know, parenting is the key here. Like, your upbringing has so much to do with, to your point, John, like if you're a gay man, and you got a masculine dad, there's a problem.
I mean, we can talk about it real. I mean, Aaron Hernandez was gay, and he was not, his father was homophobic, and they even talk about this in this documentary. And so, therefore, like, and they even have a different New England Patriot in this documentary who talks about, I had to suppress who I was to make it in the NFL, because that's the only, like, he talked about this particular offensive lineman said, I used to eat myself sick. I had to get so fat and look so sort of unkempt when I wasn't bringing around girls, nobody had to question why.
Right.
That was how extreme it was.
I think that plus the mom move after the dad died that was the camel that the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah,
right
but
there.
No, I mean, I'm telling you, it's a multi-layered documentary.
It's wild,
man. It's a lot more than just a guy kills another guy. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into it. So, obviously, I'll be at Memphis Cincinnati tonight, 6 o'clock tip on ESPN. Jay Billis, Dan Schulman on the call. That's gonna do it for us from the Wing Guru. Come on by, even though we won't be here, the chicken will still be here, which means it'll be worth your time. That's gonna going to do it for us today. Thanks to all of our guests who joined us on the Saturday. Thanks to Jeff Coggins. Thanks to Bobby Marks. And thanks to Cheryl Swoop. G. Otto and Jeffrey are up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Straight Cash weekdays at the top of the hour with the Cash Code. Win $1,000. Get a quick G with the Cash Code. It's Straight Cash with new money in the new year. All month long. Weekdays on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Miss a code word for cash? What did Calkins just say? Rewind via radio.com.
Some people say bigger is better. When it comes to buying a home or an ice cream sundae, wouldn't you rather go big? Insurance companies think that because they're bigger, they can pay injured people less than what they really deserve. But guess what? We're big too. As America's largest personal injury firm, we know that our size matters. If you're going up against a big insurance company, you need a big firm fighting for you. If we win big, you win big. There's only one Morgan & Morgan.
Free background information available upon request.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Orion is redefining doable. Ready to roll up your sleeves and start that renovation project? Orion has home equity lines of credit perfect for knocking out that wall and redefining your living room. Apply today at OrionFCU.com. That's OrionFCU.com. Orion is an equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Do yourself a favor in 2020 and get yourself to Bounty on Broad. The place is drop-dead beautiful. The drinks are imaginative. All the wine is available by the glass, and the food is out of this world. Call Bounty today at 901-410-8131 or go to BountyOnBroad.com.
What's better than watching football? Nothing. And with the Yahoo Sports mobile app, you can be watching the NFL free on your phone. Get live, local, and primetime games, including the playoffs and Super Bowl 54. Download the Yahoo Sports app now to watch free.
It's Howie from Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is your New Year's resolution this year?
I'm going to trim it down. I'm going to trim my inventory down. I'm going to trim my waist down. I'm trimming it all down.
How much?
Oh, I think I got it about a good 30 to 70% off anything that's in our jewelry showcases during our Santa surplus sale, and it's going on right now.
And with Val,
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.